The Midwest Family Player of the Week is sponsored by Sturgis Banking Center, serving Berrien, Branch, Kalamazoo, St. Joseph, and Van Buren counties, proud supporter of our area athletes. With two new St. Joseph locations, downtown and Cleveland Avenue, member FDIC and equal housing lender. And by MailMax.
I'm Jordan Jensen with WSJM Sports, and I'm here with Kendrick Hoster of Lawton High School Cross Country as this week's Midwest Family Player of the Week. Last week, Thursday, October 14th, in the SAC Conference Championship meet, Kendra had a 5K time of 19:20, finishing in first place as the Lawton team came away with second. Kendra, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, so first of all, congratulations at 5K time of 19:20. It looks like your best time of the year, but as you said earlier, it wasn't a personal record. What's your personal record then?
My PR this year was 19:08.
19:08, okay. Mm-hmm. And coming into the year, was that like your goal, or what was your goal kind of coming into the year?
So I'm doing a lot better this year than what I like anticipated, because my goal is just to run like a sub 20 as my PR, which I didn't think I would do as early in the season as I did too. So I was just hoping for like a 19:55 or like something around 19:50 this year as my PR. And then because last year my best time was 20:42, which I ran at the end of the season at state, and this year I just like blew that away from the start. I already had been running some pretty fast times, and another big goal I had was to is to be All-State this year if I can go to state, because last year I made it to state as a freshman. And I think I was 51st, I think. And this year, I'd really like to be top 30.
Top 30, okay. And you mentioned just kicking the crap out of your goals that you set coming into the season. How hard did you work in the off season to kind of, you know, make sure actually to exceed your goals? What did you do exactly?
So I trained a lot over this summer because I just really wanted to meet all my goals, and I did last year too, but this year I just feel like I took it even more seriously, but I had fun with it too, and yeah.
Okay. Now, we talked a little bit before about cross country being more, it's more than just running, right? I feel like people from the outside, they think about cross country and it's just, oh, running, that's extremely hard as it is. Mm-hmm. From your perspective, what is the hardest thing about cross country?
So I think definitely the hardest part is just like the mentality you have to have, the mental side of running. Mm-hmm. Like, because what you said, most people just think it's just like, oh, you're just good at running, you just run, that's the sport. But I think like the basis of the sport is just your pain tolerance. How high, or like how much can you push? Like how hard can you push yourself to get to that next level? So really, a lot of people say like it'll get easier as you work, but it doesn't. It's mm-hmm. like you always just gotta strive to be better, and it never gets easier. You're always in pain. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Okay, so how do you push through that pain then? Because I imagine, like you said, it never gets easier. You always feel the pain. How do you push yourself through it to keep getting better and better?
I would say just looking at your goals in the future, what you really want to accomplish, and setting that into place. And then, yeah, like you feel better. You feel so good about yourself when you complete a goal. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Okay. And you mentioned, you know, you feel the pain during. So this whole concept of like a runner's high, right? not really a thing, or what's your take on that?
On fun, like when you have fun runs, like running with teammates in the summer, or just during the school year, like winter trail runs are really pretty, and that kind of stuff's fun, or going somewhere after and all that, like runs that you can talk on, those are really fun. But for the whole runner's high thing, I think It's the feeling you get when you're done with a run more than during your run.
Okay. No, I totally understand that part. So you won this award last year as well. And in your interview, you kind of said that you only joined cross country really because, you know, you had a couple friends in there. And now all of a sudden, not only are you doing it, but you're really good at it. When did you realize that you can be really good at this?
Well, at first I was just like winging it in middle school, kind of just getting a feel for what the sport was like. But I've always been pretty athletic and really competitive. So seeing how good other people were, I wanted to be like them when we went to meets and stuff in middle school. And just I liked the concept of how I'm trying to beat, like, how it's a team sport, but then also it's an individual sport at the same time. And so I'm beating my own previous goals each time I'm running, and I think that really just made me strive to be good at the sport.
Now, obviously COVID has done a lot of things to high school sports. How different has this cross-country season been compared to last year?
It is so much different, because at the beginning of the season last year, like, our parents couldn't even come to our first few meets, so it was just empty. And then also this year at the Portage Invite that we have, that this big massive meet with like thousands of people there, last year they didn't even have it, and this was my first year being able to go to that, because when I was on a travel soccer team, I would always have soccer games on the day of the Portage Invite. And this year being able to go to that was just amazing. And other meets too, like the Otsego Bulldog Invite, that was a really big meet, and that was my first year going this year. So it's more like it's getting to be more of a normal season now. And then also last year for qualifying to state, it was at regionals, it was top seven that made it, and this year it'll be top 10. And then also when I went to the Michigan International Speedway last year for state, I could only have two spectators, so it was empty, where I've heard normally state would be filled, packed with all the stands, like tons and tons of people, and then the cross country teams would have tents up and like food trucks and all that, and last year it just wasn't the same type of vibe at all. It's just like so much smaller, empty, and I'm hoping that this year I can get to experience that in a way different way.
Okay, so you mentioned like the vibe, the atmosphere, the fans, that sort of just added energy that's around, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that helps you run faster times, just because, you know, it's more, I don't know, your blood gets
flowing. You're excited,
faster,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, it's like, okay, this is a real event instead of just going at an empty place and running in front of nobody, right? Do you think that, am I making a good assumption
there?
Yeah,
I think you get more of like an adrenaline rush. And like normally at these big invites this year, they are all, like, there's music playing, there's like music blasting, like kids are dancing before the race and after. There's like food vendors, you can go get a donut after you run.
Oh, I'm in now.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, that's two totally different experiences, yeah, like you just said. I'm glad you're getting a more normal experience this year. And now you mentioned a lot of other events you've had. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 events that your coach emailed me about, and you just told me, yeah, I finished first in just about all of those. Humble brag beforehand. So out of Portage, Otsego, Bangor, Mendon, Centerville, Eau Claire, and then this last week at Kalamazoo Christian, or is there any place or event that you like to run most, or even least, even if you want to go there?
Well, I don't really have a favorite, but, well, actually, there is a place that we ran last year, but we didn't get to run this year.
Okay.
It was our SAC championship last year. It was at Delton Kellogg at the Gilmore Car Museum.
Okay.
I really liked that race. It was really cold, but I think it was just pretty running there, and it was a pretty flat course.
Okay.
So I do like that one. And then But other than that, I don't really have a favorite. However, our course is absolutely miserable. It's just all hills up and down. Like, you get up one hill and you think you're gonna be good, and then you turn a corner and you're going up the next hill.
Yeah, okay.
But luckily we don't have like a true meet here.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. So it sounds like, you know, you can tell me that your terms of a quote unquote good course is just something not very hilly, right?
Different runners have their different, like, I feel like every runner runs differently on different types of like surfaces, I guess, or different courses. So for me, I think I'm not the greatest at hills. I feel like so a lot of other girls they're bigger than me. They have bigger muscle masses and can push up those hills more. I feel like I'm just like, I like more flat courses for me. I can just keep pushing, like just running, going. Yeah. And then other girls, they can more pass me on like hills sometimes with like, yeah. But I think it just depends on your preference. Everybody's different at like good at different things.
Okay. Yeah, no, that makes sense. So I got one last question here. What's your favorite thing about cross country?
That's probably, there's a couple different things. I like the environment. Like, I feel like it's just a really good team sport. We do so much stuff together. Like, just last night we went out to dinner, and then we do, like, I feel like it can be a year-round thing. Like, you can run whenever. Like, you can run in any, I mean, there's definitely better times to go running, like, summer and spring, not, like, 2 feet of snow outside.
Right.
But I feel like just the team aspect of it is pretty fun. We just do so much. We're, like, one big family. And then I also like that it's not only it's both individual and team. So I kind of said earlier, like, I always can make a goal for myself to try to beat. Like, I can just keep striving to, like, I can keep improving no matter what. Like, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Well, that will do it. Kendra, thank you, and good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
The Midwest Family Player of the Week is sponsored by Sturgis Banking Center, serving Berrien, Branch, Kalamazoo, St. Joseph, and Van Buren counties, proud supporter of our area athletes. With two new St. Joseph locations, downtown and Cleveland Avenue, member FDIC and equal housing lender. And by MailMax.